Yeah, he definitely is. That's what I've been working on, you know, being the backup behind TP and some of the other receivers, just preparing every week like you'd be the starter. So you never know what can happen. You know, unfortunate, you know, Corey got hurt, but sometimes things like that happen. And stepping up is what we all have to do as the receiving core now.
Did you feel more reps today? Can you feel again?
Definitely, definitely. I got a lot more reps. You know, definitely helps me get in shape too. There's a lot more running, playing different positions as well.
Have you worked more with Kessler in practice than with the other quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean, coming in, it was me and Kessler, the other rookies. But as you know, time went on, we stayed after practice a lot. You know, throwing the ball around. Also got a lot of reps with Josh as well too, but mostly with Cody.
Out of having three quarterbacks in 3 weeks, how's that impact you and your room if you get ready for Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I never dealt with anything like that before, but you know, fortunately we gotten a lot of reps with each quarterback. So now that we got Cody coming in, you know, it won't be as tough. But you know, obviously adjusting to different quarterback changes, it's gonna be a challenge. But we'll deal with it.
What are the traits in Kessler that you could comment on and describe as a quarterback?
Kessler, he's really good with the West Coast offense. You know, short routes, you know, throwing slants, and you know, getting it out of the ball out of his hands quickly is one of the things he's good at. You know, I think that gives him a lot of confidence moving forward. So you know, coach is telling us that to help the quarterback out, we got to get open, you know, catch the ball for him, make plays for him, so he gets more confidence back there. And obviously, our offense has to block for him, give him time. So,
when you look at Miami's defense on tape, what do you see from their secondary? How challenging is it going to be for you guys to give him those early targets so he can get the football out quickly to you?
Yeah, they definitely have a good defense. You know, they fly around, they get to the ball. They got a couple of veterans on defense as well, like Rashad Jones from Georgia. They have some good guys, but for us, you know, in the perimeter, we got to make sure we do our assignment. We have to block, you know, if a running back breaks for a long run, we got to block downfield, getting open, getting to our depth, you know, never fooling the quarterback, you know, things like that. We'll get him more confidence and give us confidence as well.
Ricardo, has running down on kicks been a new experience for you?
Not at all. I mean, I've done it all 4 years in college, you know, being all over the field. So coming in here and doing it is just, you know, adding on to what the knowledge I already have on it.
Have you felt you've scored high marks in that role with the coaches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Just, you know, playing fast and being tough, you know, just doing my job, you know, making sure I do my assignment. You know, it's open the eyes of some of the coaches. You know,
anytime you got to be anxious about showing them why they drafted you. Though.
Right. You know, just patience, you know, patience is a virtue.
What's the key to getting down there so quickly and being successful?
Man, just playing fast for me. You know, my speed is one of my, you know, attributes. So using it to my ability is probably the best thing for me. You know, getting a good release as well, too.
Ricardo, can you talk about just how disappointed or upset or whatever the case may be that Corey was yesterday when he found out that he broke his hand?
I mean, he was definitely sad. You know, nobody really knew until, you know, later on that day. And I called him, we talked on the phone. I could tell he was, you know, a little sad about it. But, you know, I told him, you know, everything's going to be all right. You know, things happen. Just make sure you keep on, you know, praying. And, you know, just stay ahead of the game, really. Don't lose focus.
How, you know, relieved were you, or maybe have you even talked to him since then, that he doesn't need surgery and that he can come back in 4 to 6 weeks?
I mean, that's definitely a blessing. You know, you don't want to miss, you know, any playing time, you know, as a starter as well. You know, he's coming off a great game versus Baltimore. You know, as a player, you know, you have a great game, you want to capitalize it next week. So for him not being able to do that, I know that's kind of tough. But, you know, him being back in a couple of weeks, in 6 weeks, however long it takes, would be. This is definitely a blessing for him.
How did Kessler take it when he was struggling through parts of the preseason? I mean, the early part was obviously embarrassment of the two safeties and all that. But there were other struggles, too. Mm-hmm. How did he take that and kind of move through that? What did he say to him in the process?
Well, I don't really think it really affected him. I think it made him want to get better. Because, like I said before, we will stay after practice a lot, you know, working on the things that he need to work on. And for us as receivers, like me and Rashard, we'll stay, you know, working on. I tell him, you know, it's all good. You know, once you get your chance to get on the field, just do what you do.
Did Corey before he kind of set the tone or set the bar high, you know, for the rest of you guys as rookies to be able to go out there and play well and react?
Yeah, he definitely set the tone. You know, we came here, drafted here to make plays for this team to win. And, you know, he did that. You know, he made plays, made some big plays. So for us, you know, as a collective unit, we have to do the same thing, to play together as a team all over the field.
Carter, have you caught up from the time you missed in training camp, the time you missed in preseason and training camp?
Yeah, I did. You know, I was out for a little while, but mentally I stayed into it, you know, stayed in the playbook. You know, in practice, I'll get mental reps, make sure I'm, you know, I know what I have to do on a certain play. So when I actually get a chance to come back and play, I won't be messing up.
Okay.